Well then, fantastic Saturday for the club. What are your reflections on the game?
Yeah, I thought it was a great team performance. It showed that we're a solid team and that we can get goals. And I knew it was a matter of time before we started punishing, killing teams off and getting more than one goal, which we have been getting the last few weeks. So I was great, obviously buzzing for Hansen, a good friend of mine, getting his hat-trick, his first career one, which I believe he will get many more in his career because he's a great quality striker and great attributes. And I was pleased for Phil coming in his first game, first start, and to get on the score sheet off obviously after being out a long time. So I'm pleased for the boys and pleased for the back four. I think they've been solid all season, and the record that Ben's been keeping as well speaks for itself. And I think there was a chance after we scored that he pulled off a great save, which he tipped over the bar, which was the game changer, I think. And then we went on to get more goals. But we just got to take that confidence and that momentum from Saturday's game into this weekend's game against Southend and see where it takes us.
It was a great moment when Phil Murray's scored that goal. I mean, obviously he's had such serious injury problems. Yeah. What did it mean to you and the other boys to see him score that goal?
It was pleased for him. Obviously, we know how hard he's worked to get fit. And I've been there myself. I had the same injury as him. So I know the feeling, what it's like to get back playing, to get your first start. You just want to try and help the boys. Because all those games you're watching where you're not involved, it can be a bit down. But obviously he's got his chance and he's done well, he's taking it, and I was pleased for him. And to be fair, it was quite a relief for us. Obviously we had quite a lot of chances, but none of them seemed to be going in. So once that first goal did go in, it was such a relief around the ground, and everyone was just got on it, and it just showed that we managed to get a few more goals and just kick on from there.
It was a flurry of goals in the second half, but from the start of the game, if you're watching the game, there seems to be real intent from Bradford. You were straight at them from the off and didn't really give them a chance to get in the game at all.
The manager did say that don't give them time to play. Obviously, we gave them a bit too much respect away at their place when we played them last time. We sat off them too deep. So as long as we got in their faces and put them under pressure, we knew that we'll force them into mistakes and get the ball back. And then when we get the ball, we play and get the ball to our attacking players like myself, Meza, or Macadana right outside, and then create crosses and get balls in the box, because the gaffer said that they weren't the best defending crosses. So we knew our game plan, we stuck to it, and it showed. We put them under the cosh, and in fairness, I think we had a few great chances in the first half where Evo nearly scored and then Phil nearly got the rebound. So it just shows, and I think if we can take that same momentum and same tempo, intense and then team spirit into this Saturday's game, I think we can get the same result.
You can, of course, play Walsall again in the playoffs. So that's a bit of a psychological blow for them, I imagine, the fact you've absolutely whooped them at Valley Parade.
Yeah, obviously they'll be thinking about, worried about us. I think any team that we get in the playoffs will be having thoughts about us, because obviously we're a strong side. We don't really concede many goals. And we've got great attacking players that are in the team that can come off the bench as well and create something as well. So I think we're the team to fear, I think, and we're in a great position. And we just got to stick to what we do, and no matter who we get, I think we'll turn up on a day and do the job.
A few awards dished out to the players in midweek. Rhys Burke, one of the players of the season, he's come in. He's only a youngster, but he's looked really at home and very comfortable at the back, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, I was buzzing for him. Obviously, come from a great setup, a great academy, obviously, where I came from as well at West Ham. So I was buzzing for him, and it's shown the qualities that he's had as a young lad to come and mature into a team, which can't be easy in a tough division. And he's slotted in well, and he looks so comfortable and away from home on his own as well, which can be difficult. But I think he's handled himself well. He's turned into a true young pro, and he's just so energetic. He just loves playing football, the boy. He doesn't want to stop. Like, even in training, he's still always doing a little kick about, messing around the balls and that. So no, it's good. I'm great for him, great for his family and that, and long may it may continue for him, and he can kick on, because obviously he's got the attributes and the quality to be a great player.
I've been watching him play a number of times. He reminds me a bit of John Stones, very comfortable on the ball, very composed defensively as well. How far can he go in the game? Because you look at Stones, he's linked with every club in Europe.
I think he can go a long way, and he's such a young age, so I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. As long as he keeps his feet on the ground, which I know he will, and keep wanting to learn and improve, he'll go a long way. And as you said, it's not easy that you see many centre-halves that can play on the ball and want to play with the football and that can run out and pick a pass out. So, but he's got great feet for such a big lad as well, and he's quite strong, and he always will give it 100%, which is great. So, I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
Bradford are in a great position now, going into the playoffs. You just need, I think that's a point, just to finish it off. How are you looking at these last couple of games of the season? Because you are in the playoffs, but I suppose it's important to keep the momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, we keep talking together as a squad, as the group of players that we've got here. Like, we just want to win every game. We don't want to take our foot off it and think, all right, we can relax a bit now. We want to win every game and perform to our best and take that momentum that we've got building up and from the past week, the confidence of the games that we've been playing in that, and take them into the playoffs. And hopefully it can work out for us and we come out on top and get the club where it deserves to be.
It's been a great few years for Bradford, getting out of League Two, getting to the final of the League Cup, and now a real chance to get promoted to the Championship. How big an achievement would that be?
That would be a massive achievement. And obviously, if you look at the club, the size of it, the fan base, the stadium, everything, it deserves to be playing in the division above, I think. And they got the right setup, the great training facilities and everything. So it's only a matter of time. And I think this is our time now to get the job done. And hopefully we can cement it and finish off on a high.
And of course, nearly 20,000 people in Valley Parade for a League One game. That's really impressive support, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. In League One as well, it's never been heard of, really. And it shows that the support that we've got, even when we hit a bit of dip, and they were still there behind us, getting behind the boys, cheering us on, which is great. And you need that sometimes as players to build up the confidence. And once you see that the fans are behind us, then we need to work hard as a team and get behind ourselves and put on a show and put on a performance for them, because obviously it's not cheap coming to games, and they spend a lot of money travelling up and down the country to support us. So it's about time we put some back in for them and give them something to enjoy.